Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Little Marvin Gaye bringing us back. By the way, in case you didn't know that, that's a cover of a song that Gladys Knight and the Pips did. They did it first, in case you didn't know that. You can't go through life without having some of these little fun facts, and you don't get them anywhere else but here. At least the really good ones here anyway. Welcome back. I'm Jim Blasingame. Thanks for hanging out with me. You're listening to the Small Business Advocate Show. We're having a great visit with our good friend Brian Moran. He's with the Wall Street Journal, Executive Director of Sales Development there for the Small Business Division of Wall Street Journal, and they're doing such a great job. And Brian, I want to congratulate you again on the work that you're doing and on your company for supporting small business owners. You guys have got a global brand that really people sit up and take notice when they hear Wall Street Journal. And the fact that you guys care about small business owners is the way you do, and the way you're putting your money where your mouth is very exciting to me, and I want to thank you for that.
Thank you, Jim. You know what? It's a phenomenal organization. You know, not only do we have the Wall Street Journal and Barron's, but we have Smart Money Magazine, MarketWatch.com, and then the WSJ Magazine, and all of the other digital properties and events and stuff. So It is great to see all of the things that the Journal does and does so well.
And I'll tell you something else what I'm the most excited about, Brian. I have an iPad.
Oh,
And your app is on the iPad is outstanding.
Yes.
Folks, really I encourage you to check that out. That's how I read the Journal now, is on the iPad.
You know what's interesting about that, and I know we'll talk about going global, but we did a kind of a study on how people read the Journal. And they read it, they have the paper in the morning, and then if they're commuting, they'll read it on the iPad, on the bus or the train, and then they get the mobile alerts or during the day.
Oh, yeah.
And then they pick up the last couple of sections on the ride home.
Yeah. But you're a New Yorker, Brian. See, that out of Peoria, that don't play out of Peoria. Hey, Brian, let's talk about going global. You guys are working on a global initiative for small business. Talk to us about that. And my audience knows I've been ever since I've been on doing this job, doing this show, I've been telling small business owners they've got to start thinking not only outside their four walls, but outside of their geographic boundaries and across the world. Talk to us about what you guys are working on.
Well, we're very excited about this. This is there's the National Export Initiative, which the president made one of his top priorities, and that is to double the number of U.S.-based exporters in the next 5 years. The Wall Street Journal, with all of its global resources, is entering into some partnerships with the SBA, the U.S. Chamber of Commerce, Export-Import Bank, and we're putting together programs, both in print, online, and in-person events, where we're going to help U.S.-based entrepreneurial companies that are interested in going global.
Right.
We're going to provide them with all of the resources they need to make that happen.
And by the way, we need to not forget our buddies over at the U.S. Commercial Services at the Department
of
Commerce.
Of course. Yeah.
Doug Barry, those guys. We can't do without those guys. And by the way, I'm going to be at the Ex-Im Bank's big event the end of March. So I'm sure I'll see you there in Washington.
I'll be there.
Yeah, and so I'm looking forward to that. So what is Wall Street Journal doing? What are you trying to be a facilitator or a moderator? What are you doing as you pull all these resources together?
Yes, that's exactly it. We are going to be a conduit for entrepreneurial companies that are looking for the resources to help them go global. So whether we direct them towards financing through Ex-Im Bank or the resources through the SBA's Office of International Trade, or of course the U.S. Chamber of Commerce. They have a whole trade routes program, and we're working with private corporations. Next week we'll be out in Los Angeles and San Francisco doing seminars with HSBC Bank.
Right.
For business owners interested in going global.
Folks, so, there's never been more of a safety net under you, more help around you to help you to penetrate foreign markets. And I like to remind people, Brian, that 95% of the global prospects for you live outside the United States.
Right. 2 points, too, on that. The biggest reasons that people, that businesses hesitate about going global is the capital that's
right.
required and the risk.
Right.
People don't understand the risk. You can also get insurance.
Yeah.
You know,
and Ex-Im Bank is there to help you on both ends of the transaction to help finance.
They are.
Brian, I got to wrap it up, but you're going to be back. I want you back in real soon and to keep us posted on how all these projects are going.
That would be great. I'd love it, Jim.
Brian Moran, ladies and gentlemen, with the Wall Street Journal. He'll be back, I promise. And I will be too, but it will be tomorrow. I'm Jim Blasingame, reminding you to always seek excellence, not perfection.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.